This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities. Tom, what continues to put pressure on the cattle market?
Well, Leslie, I think it's a combination of things. The fact that we've continued to see this downside taking place with long liquidation, pulling the futures lower, our cash market continues to pull down. We saw cattle cheaper in Oklahoma City yesterday. All this added to the fact that one time we had a feeder cattle contract or two down the $4.50 limit. We came off that. We still closed negative, but not nearly on the lows of the session. Box beef bounced today at midday, 87 higher on choice. Up $2 on select, had a movement of 71 loads, saw an estimated kill of 112,000 head today, and more new contract lows for February and April lean hog. The close today saw February cattle down $1.40, April down $1.87, Jan feeders 37 higher, but March feeders down 237, and Feb lean hogs down 272.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
The hardest working folks we know are farmers and ranchers, and GoBob Pipe and Steel is committed to finding ways to save you time and money. GoBob is always looking for equipment and materials that will help you do the many chores you have faster and for less. GoBob is now offering pipe for corral fencing that's up to 25% cheaper than what other pipe dealers have to offer. For example, a 2-inch OD pipe with an extra heavy wall for 88 cents a foot, or a 2 3/8-inch OD pipe also with an extra heavy wall for $1.33 per foot. GoBob Pipe and Steel invites you to compare those prices with anybody. And if cows are involved, GoBob is the one to call for fencing and cattle equipment. We invite you to call the knowledgeable customer service representatives at GoBob Pipe and Steel for more details at 877-851-2365. And please use our website as a tool for your business, www.gobobpipe.com.
Tom, what's going on in the grain market?
Well, the grain market had quite a ride today as most of our trade overnight was negative, but we only saw the soybeans close negative today as wheat and corn came back. Export inspections were on the low side for the wheat, towards the top end for corn and soybeans. We saw China cancel more of our U.S. soybean sales today. They also done that back on Friday. And we heard a little talk of renewed fighting in the Ukraine, which was a little bit friendly for the wheat, gave more support to Chicago than it did Kansas City today. Now, on our close, we saw March KC wheat and July KC wheat both close 0.75 higher. The March Chicago wheat was up 4.25. March corn closed 3.25 higher. July corn was up 3. March soybeans recovered from losses to the lows of the day, but still were down 9.75. July down 10 cents, and March cotton off 144 points.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.